A very good day to all our listeners out there, and God bless each one of you. Well, we've reached Sunday, traditionally the day of rest for many believers, of a time to attend our church services, whether online or in person. So how did it go? And what have you learned today? I pray that you have been truly edified by the sermon in some way. Welcome to Champion FM Radio, and it's me, DJ ELC, right here on our devotional weekend program. And yes, we have some great music lined up just for you. But first, it's some thoughts and our daily scripture. So here's a question for you. When you dive into the scriptures, how do you paint Jesus and all the people around him? What does he look like? What about the disciples, Paul, and all the other prophets and characters in the Bible? What do they look like? I'm sure many of us would picture Jesus as a fair-skinned, with a finely cropped beard and flowing wavy hair. Perhaps chiseled features and nice blue eyes. Others would see him as a darker skinned, perhaps black skinned and more radical, walking with a strut in his stride. And others would see him more Asian looking, slightly more conservative and clean shaven, and only speaking when there was a need to. Well, for me, I don't really know. You know, at first I thought Jesus was this muscular white man, not unlike Charlton Heston or Jack Palance or even John Wayne, oozing machismo, until I realized where Israel was, in the Middle East. Then my mindset changed. Bible college taught me a lot, like taking into consideration the culture of the Bible and the culture of mission work, like the places I was reaching out to. Jesus was truly interesting when he was here on earth. He used culture around him to spread the truth, using stories and legends of the past to share the truth. Nowadays, when we read the Bible, we tend to bring our own culture and lifestyle into the Bible, and in the process, try to convert the message of the gospel and try to make sense of it. And that just won't happen. It cannot happen. Thus, we need to study the Bible and its history and its rich culture to finally understand what God is trying to say to us. You know, I may not know the length of Jesus' hair or the color of his eyes and skin, nor if he wore his beard in a cool manner, but I know the culture of the Bible. And it's summed up in this very short verse from 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 14. And it says this: do everything in love. The culture of the Word of God is love, unconditional love, which God showed by sending His only Son, Jesus. Today, it's our turn to embrace that culture too. Read His Word through God's eyes and culture. Amen. This is DJ ELC, and welcome to our Sunday devotional weekend. It's a time of reflection and meditation on His Word. Here is program one of our broadcast.
Champion FM. It's all about him.
And on program one, we heard the music of Mezzo Piano with Never Walk Alone, Piano Prayer with Back to Life. Alexander Sundstrom played Beginning, and Pathway Piano gave us Living Hope. Coming up is program two after these messages. Christmas is around the corner, and we're asking all our listeners to send in your greetings to family and friends from December onwards. Go to our website and wish them a happy and blessed Christmas, and Champion FM Radio will help send out those greetings on air just for you. You can even write your greetings to your loved ones on our Facebook page by clicking on the link that we will provide on our website. All links will be open from December the 1st. It's all happening this Christmas on Champion FM Radio.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
The John 3:16 story by Tim Tebow is our video pick and tells the incredible testimony of how God directed Tim Tebow's life and used him for the glory of the Father. Make sure you go to our website and to our inspirational page to watch this powerful message after this broadcast.
Since August 2021, Champion FM Radio has begun our Read Through the Bible series daily as we explore the Word of God using the easy-to-read version. This 365-day plan is also available on our website if you have missed any of our previous readings. You can also follow the plan by downloading the PDF file from our website. So join us today in exploring God's Holy Word.
And welcome back to our Sunday devotional program with me, DJ ELC. And here is program two of today's broadcast. Thank you.
Thank you.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
On our second program, we heard As You Find Me by Dan Musselman, Steady Now by David Brimer. David Andrew played for us Were You There? We also heard from Wade McNutt and his track What a Beautiful Name. And finally, the maker and his instrument played How Great is Our God. To reiterate today, let's do everything in love, in God's agape love. Well, that's the culture of the Bible. Let's aim for that. It's Monday tomorrow, and we will be once again counting down the Billboard Airplay charts right here on Champion FM Radio. So join me once again to find out who are this week's top 10 Christian songs. Till then, this is DJ ELC signing off and saying God bless you and be the blessing to everyone around you.
Champion FM, it's all about him. And they're...